Animal-drawn wagons still pull much of Ethiopia's farm produce along dirt roads to local markets. That's the way it's been for centuries. In a nation where agriculture has always been the backbone of the economy, farms of less than 1 hectare in size produce 95% of the total agricultural output. But only 25% of that output reaches the market, which means there is very little opportunity for profit. And when they do take goods to market, farmers are at the mercy of merchants because they have no information about prevailing prices. But all that is set to change. Construction workers in central Addis Ababa are putting the final touches on the trading pit for the ECX, the Ethiopian Commodity Exchange, which founders hope will transform Ethiopia from an economic basket case to a breadbasket. The ECX will be linked to a network of warehouses around the country where farmers can store their crops. Television screens set up in 20 towns will provide farmers with the data they need to make informed decisions about when to sell and at what price. The force behind this eagerly awaited revolution is Ethiopian-born, American-educated economist Eleni Gebremadin. She says she developed the model for an Ethiopian commodity exchange while writing her doctoral thesis. The big break came when the idea won backing from Ethiopia's top leaders.
So about 2 years ago, we kind of had a breakthrough where the government said, yes, you know, we really want to consider this idea of a commodity exchange, which I had written up about in my thesis 10 years ago. So that was something I'd really been dreaming of doing for literally for more than a decade.
Her idea won immediate support from donors who see it as a way to help small Ethiopian farmers get access to market forces that have brought prosperity to farmers in other parts of the world. $10 million in pledges were received in 2 weeks. Initial reaction in Ethiopia has also been overwhelming. Seats on the exchange went on sale a month ago and have already surpassed the goal. Gebremadin is hopeful of an overnight revolution in the country's agricultural marketing system.
I hope the overnight effects will be that people will rally to this market, that the early adopters will have a very demonstrable success in terms of reducing their costs and reducing their risks and applauding this new institution as a way to solve some of their problems in the market, and that leads to a vibrant adopting of this market as the market of choice.
Gebremadin says the overall goal is to dramatically increase farm incomes while lowering consumer prices.
Now, the long-term success for us is to increase the share of marketed surplus out of the total amount of production from a fairly low level, right now about 25% of production reaches the market, to a higher rate of commercialization. We would like to see a doubling of the commercialization rate from the current 25% for domestic grains to about 50% in 5 years. The other thing we would like to see over the next 5 years is a reduction of the marketing margin. That's the difference between what the farmer gets at the farm gate, the price of the farm gate price, and what the consumer pays at the table.
She says the ECX is based on the Chicago Exchange that transformed American agriculture 160 years ago, but with an Indian twist. There will be controls to ensure the exchange does not become a club of wealthy brokers who control access to the market.
Now, what we've looked at is the Chicago model versus the India model, and have seen that the India model is a lot more democratic in terms of leveling the playing field, which means that unlike the Chicago model, which is the model prevailing in most of the world, where you have few number of players who become very, very wealthy because everybody uses their services to access the market, we've taken the approach that what is more appropriate for our country and from a policy perspective is to start with a few members, but grow those members aggressively.
Word of the opening of the new exchange has unleashed a torrent of entrepreneurial spirit. Gebremadin says people from all over are contacting her to propose ideas for capitalizing on the opportunities. In the same way, American entrepreneur, now New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, got rich with his wire service providing market information.
This stuff has that effect on people every day. Now I've got two guys yesterday sent me an email, one guy from Sweden or somewhere, saying, I'm going to be the Bloomberg of Africa with your exchange. I'm going to take your prices and feed them to websites all over Africa. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm setting up a website. Literally,
It's just incredible how people are just thinking all sorts of things. So it's great.
The revolution is set to begin when the ECX opens its doors later this month. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, at the ECX in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.